Hey guys, this is Lauren, and welcome to episode 19 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I can't believe it, 19 episodes. Anyway, today Katie and I are talking about calorie restriction. Specifically, we talk about why you aren't losing weight even though you're eating maybe 1,200 calories and killing it in the gym. I hope we can answer your questions on why you're not losing weight or why your weight loss has stalled. But if we do leave something out, please let us know and we'll be happy to address it. All right, let's get to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Katie.
Hello, hello. I am so excited to talk about today's topic.
Yeah, me too. We're talking about calorie restriction. So I know a lot of our listeners are trying to lose weight, and we are going to explain to you today why you are eating next to nothing. You're probably killing yourself in the gym, and you're following a really low-calorie diet, and you're not seeing results, and you're just over there like, what the heck? To start, one of the main things that we know, that we've been taught growing up, is calories in, calories out. If you can limit the amount that you eat and burn as many calories as you can in the gym, then that's going to equal weight loss. Well, obviously, there's more going on in our body than just that, because if it was that simple, we would all be super fit.
Yeah, we've been taught, you know, there's three things that you can do to create balance or imbalance. Either you move more and keep eating the same, right? If you burn more than what you eat, you lose weight. Vice versa, if you eat less and keep moving more, you lose weight. Or you do a mix of both and you lose weight. I think that's definitely what we've been taught.
Yeah, and there's obviously a lot of truth behind that. But that's not the whole story. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The premise that if you reduce your caloric intake, you will lose more weight, there's a limit to that. You can't just continue to eat less and less and less and expect to lose weight quicker and quicker and quicker. And we all know that, but we still experiment with it. Like we pride ourselves on like the smallest amount that we can eat. It's sad, but it's like, okay, I didn't eat that much today. Okay, I'm going to lose weight. But that's really not the whole story.
Oh yeah. And I think I've definitely been there. I'll be honest, where, you know, you say, oh my gosh, all I've eaten today is this. And you know that it's wrong for you, but at the same time, you're kind of like, oh, you're almost like proud of yourself. I haven't only eaten like half a sandwich today or half salad. And it comes off as like, yeah, like you're proud of it, which is so twisted.
Yeah, I've had thoughts like if it's noon, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've only had a protein shake today. That's it. And it's like, I'm proud that like my body doesn't need that much fuel. Like that's stupid. Why is that something to be proud of? And if our goal is to fuel our body so that we can be in great shape, then we have to learn what that means for us. So, Katie, can you explain why continuing to reduce your caloric intake is not going to speed up your weight loss?
Yeah, so you guys have probably heard about starvation mode. If you don't eat enough, your body goes into starvation mode. So what's really happening at that stage, let's say you're starting 2,000 calories, that's like your baseline to maintain. You drop down to about 1,800. You slowly kind of start to notice a little bit of changes. So you keep dropping down, right? And you keep losing weight. All right, let's say you get to about 1,200 and you start to plateau and you're not losing weight. So a couple things that could be happening there. You know, when we do get too low in our caloric intake, you're not eating enough, your body will start cutting into your protein stores. So protein catabolism, we call that, this is just a fancy word for breaking down of the proteins or the muscles in your body. That may sound like, oh, whatever, I'm still burning off, right? Isn't that good? But you're losing that active tissue in your body, which at rest, like I said, it's active, right? So that means it's burning. It needs calories, energy to keep going. So I always think of muscle in your body as like wood in the fire. So the more wood you have, the brighter and the more powerful that it's going to burn, more fire it's going to give off. Same thing with your muscles. The more lean muscle tissue you have, the faster your metabolism is, or the more efficient it is at rest, even when you're not exercising or moving around, even when you're just sleeping.
So what I'm hearing you say is, if we had somebody that was trying to lose weight and they decided, okay, I'm going to eat 1,200 calories and I'm going to do strength training and HIIT workouts 6 days a week. What I'm hearing you say is that because they're eating such little calories, they might be building muscle from their workouts, but their body is then just going to eat that muscle away because it doesn't have enough calories to sustain itself. So it's going to eat away at that new muscle tissue.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. Of course, everyone's different, and we'll go into that a little bit later. But if you're not eating enough, your body will say, oh my gosh, when's the next time I'm going to get food, right? And it's going to kind of hold on to those calories.
What's another example of this that you've seen with your patients or your clients?
I now work with bariatric patients, so patients who are a BMI of over, 40 or something. Like it's very high. These patients are anywhere between 300, 400, up to almost 500 pounds. So just close your eyes while you're listening to this, not if you're driving, and just kind of visualize that. These people are so deconditioned that they're really debilitated by their weight and their body's type. So with these patients, we actually put them on a very high protein, very low carbohydrate diet, which when I went into this, I'm like, oh my gosh, what? This is crazy, right? Because I've always been, educated that carbs are good. Carbs are your preferred source of fuel. But you have to put into consideration these patients, we put them on a very highly calorie restricted diet. Because all the tissue in their body, these people are sedentary. You and I walking around, we've got muscle. Even if you're not lifting weights, like you're using what's in your body. These patients hardly get out of bed. They walk around in their house. They might go to the grocery store, but they have such little active tissue in their body that they don't need a lot of calories. So for them, even though they're a larger person, we might put them on a 1,200 calorie diet or restriction because their body can sustain that. I think that's the difference. That's, of course, an extreme.
So just to really understand what you're saying with that, if someone that's listening, if they're in their 20s or 30s and they're a healthy weight, they have a healthy BMI, should they also try a 1,200 calorie diet that's low in carbs?
I think it goes back to really depending on what your goals is. If you want to drop weight quick, sure, give up all the carbs, cut out fruit, cut out your breads, cut out your rice, cut out your pasta. You do that and you will drop weight quick. So for all of you looking for a quick fix, sure, give that up and be miserable and have low energy and you're not going to see any gains in your performance in the gym. It's going to be really hard to maintain muscle mass, but that's why these low carb diets are successful, is because you drop weight quick. The problem with it is that how many of you who have done that keep carbs out of your life forever?
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I've done that before where I cut all the carbs out. I mean, we've all done it, right? Maybe not you, but like a lot of us have. And you see results. So we all know that it works. Why is it unsustainable?
Because it is your body's preferred source of fuel. I mean, I don't want to get too into a ketogenic diet and all that. I think that's for another episode. But the reason that these patients are successful and they get that rapid weight loss is because we're taking their stomach from the size of a football to the size of like a golf ball. So they physically cannot consume, a lot of the carbohydrates. Another reason is they get what's called dumping syndrome, where if they eat some of those carbohydrates that are higher in sugar, so think more of your processed foods that we tend to buy, the snack foods, they will get like diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, all these awful things that come with that syndrome if they consume it. Now, you and I, we eat too many carbs and you feel bloated and tired. Boo-hoo.
Okay, so someone listening might think, okay, so I've been on a super calorie restrictive diet and I'm not seeing results, so I need to add some carbs back in. I have two questions for you. How do they do that? Is there a preferred method of adding carbs back into your diet? Let's start with that question.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely anytime we cut something out of our diet restrictively, you throw it back in too much at once, your body's going to have some negative reactions to it. So my suggestion for you guys listening out there who are like, oh man, this is speaking to my heart. I don't think I'm eating enough. What am I going to do about it? I would slowly start adding in, more calories to your diet. Don't say, oh, Katie and Lauren said I can eat more. I'm going to go crazy. Maybe add in an extra snack throughout your day. Gradually add in more protein, carbohydrates, and fat, you know, getting a healthy mix of those. And just noticing how your body reacts. You know, do you feel like you have more energy to go harder in the gym? Are you focusing more? Keep note of how you do it. That's if you want to be more super specific. If weight loss is your goal, I mean, you do need to take an inventory of what's going in and what's going out if you want to dial things in and get results for sure.
Okay, so if we're adding calories back into our diet, we should do it slowly. We touched on this a little before that everyone's different. Everyone needs, you know, different carbs, different fats, different proteins. We're all different. But as a listener, I'm sure that can be almost discouraging because it's like, well, how do I figure out this puzzle that is my body? Like, how do I figure out how much carbs I really need and how? Because I'm trying to lose weight and none of this is really ultimately working. So what advice would you give someone that is just sitting here listening, thinking, yeah, I've tried the low carb thing. I've tried the high fat, whatever. They've tried all these diets and like nothing's really working and they can't seem to figure out what's the right thing for them.
Of course, my go-to answer is always you need to do your own research and seek a professional if it's something that you're really struggling with. And when I say professional, I mean a dietitian, not just someone online who has a nutritionist certification or a personal trainer who's going to give you a cookie cutter meal plan that they give to everyone that's usually 1,200 calories. So using credible resources like Choose My Plate has a great one, choosemyplate.gov. If you go there, you can actually type in based on your height and weight. And of course, there's more factors into it that we as dietitians use to give our clients a specific target goal. We tend to get a little bit deeper than why do you want to lose weight? What's really your barriers? Because let's be honest, the barrier for most people is not just calories in versus calories out. You know, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that we like can't figure out how much food to eat and how much food not to eat. It's more of we want a certain social life and we're having a hard time balancing our social life. Or maybe this is just me, but that's really, I think that's a lot of our problems is like, okay, yeah, I know I like maybe shouldn't be eating this on the weekend. So like I also enjoy socializing. So how do I think it's like figuring all of that out.
Exactly. So definitely starting out, you know, go to that website, plug in your height and your weight. And I think it even gives you like what your ideal body weight is based on your height and weight. Again, take everything with a grain of salt because it's a calculator, but it also gives you, you know, what would it look like to be at a healthier weight? And it gives you kind of a range. And then it also pulls up what's called, if you search in there, daily checklist, it breaks it down. Okay, let's say, you know, for me, say I need to be eating 2,000 calories or so. If I did that and found that on the website, it would pull up, okay, what does 2,000 calories look like? So based on food group. So how many servings of vegetables, how many servings of fruit, grains, dairy, all that good stuff, which I love versus compared to something like MyFitnessPal. It's a great tool, but oh my gosh, time and time again, I get clients or just friends and family who pull that up and it immediately puts them at 1,200 calories or something ridiculous. I mean, sometimes they'll ask, what's your activity level? But it's not getting specific. From my experience working with patients, I almost never put anyone below 1,500 or 1,600 calories. Like, we're doing more than just lying in bed. You know, there's so much more going on that your body needs fuel for.
I'm glad you said that because I think even for some people, like the idea of eating more than, like you said, like 2,000, like I think for a lot of women, they couldn't imagine eating 2,000 calories because they've been around probably 1,200, 1,500 for so long that they're like, 2,000 calories, I would be like an enormous person or something. So is that kind of where we should be thinking? Like,
I think it could be. I definitely have clients who are, you know, 5'4", about, I don't know, between 140, 150 pounds. You wouldn't guess it by looking at them because you'd think like, dang, you know, they must weigh less than that. That's what we think. You know, that's the perception. And I know that some of them who probably maintains at about 2,000 or more easily in great shape.
Yeah, I think we just like all of us, everyone listening, all of us that have like this weird conception of like how much we should and should not be eating, like we really have to internalize that. What we've been taught about or what we've internalized like through media and exercise programs, unfortunately, it's not realistic.
If you're at this point where you're like, now I don't know what to do, or, you know, I'm not seeing results, go back to the basics. Ask yourself, am I eating healthy, like the healthiest, not the healthiest that I could? Am I eating better? Could I be eating better? For most of us, the answer is yes. And it's not rocket science. You know what a healthier choice is versus the other things out there. So don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple. You know which is a healthier choice. Doesn't have to always be the healthiest choice, but the goal is to be a little bit better, a little bit healthier each day.
Yeah, and my tip there would be just do something consistently. Just pick something and do it for 4 weeks. Weigh yourself, take measurements in the beginning, weigh yourself, take measurements, pictures even at the end, and then see where you've come over those 4 weeks and then do something different.
Just with like with our clients in fitness, I don't know about you, but I constantly have clients who think they want to just work out with me for a couple weeks or a month or so. And I'm like, I always have to have a serious conversation. Like, look, if you seriously want to see the 10-pound plus weight loss goal and keep it off, like we're going to have to work together for months. That sucks to hear, but it's the truth.
Yeah, that reminds me. There was this girl that was taking my class so consistently, and I said something to her like, oh my gosh, I just love having you in class. Like, she just had great energy. She was always right in the front row. And she's like, oh yeah, I probably won't come after spring break though, because I found out she was in high school and she was coming just for spring break. I was like, girlfriend, I have so much to teach you.
Oh my gosh. Shit like that just like breaks my heart. It just drives me crazy. It drives me crazy. But that's why we're doing this podcast, right? To just educate y'all and keep you coming.
Yeah. So I love the tip that you gave on going to choosemyplate.gov. Not a sponsor, but if you want to sponsor us, you can. But I'm really actually going to check that out because I know you've mentioned it a couple times and I still haven't. I mean, I've looked at it before when I was in college and I was in that nutrition class with you. But since then, I have not looked at it. So I'm really actually going to go check it out and see, why do I sound like an ad? But I don't know why I sound weird right now, but I'm going to see what it says about me because I want to know.
As always, we hope you guys liked this episode. Please let us know what you like, what you don't like. Be nice to us, of course. But, you know, this podcast is for you, so we want to know what topics you guys are interested in hearing next. Find us on Instagram. Find us on Facebook. Send us a message at Fit Friends Happy Hour. And we look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks.